Battle for the Body, Chapter 20, Continued. Increase your faith for healing. Lack of faith hinders healing, so you need to increase your faith for healing. It is not necessary to be a person with great faith, just a person with a little faith in a great God. Faith is believing God will heal you, not can heal you. Satan believes God can heal, but wants to keep you from the truth that he will. Your own faith is not an absolute necessity for healing. It is desirable, but not a prerequisite to healing in every case. When Jesus ministered healing, there were many who were healed who could not have faith. Some of them were dead. Some were healed because of the faith of a friend or relative who brought them to Jesus. Your faith is just one channel of healing, but because it is a channel God uses, it is important to develop it. Healing faith is not the faith by which you are saved, the faith of our fathers. Faith in your own faith, the response of your faithfulness. I'm doing my part, now you do yours. Healing faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Expecting God to do what he has promised. Healing faith can be faith of one who prays, faith of one who seeks healing, faith of friends, faith of relatives. Faith for healing comes from hearing the word of God about healing. Relating experiences will encourage your faith, but only hearing the word of God increases your faith. Isaiah begins the redemption chapter with, "Who has believed our report?" To believe the report, they must hear it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "Faith comes by hearing the word of God." Word in this verse means the specific sayings of God, which, in the case of health, would be the passages that concern healing. Jesus did not condemn people about their level of faith. He encouraged them and increased it with the word. Believe when you pray, Luke chapter 11, verse 24. Many do not get their prayers answered because they have hope, future, instead of faith. Faith is means it is present. During the time between your prayer and the manifestation in your physical body, look to God, not symptoms. Act in faith. Act upon the word of God to demonstrate your faith in it. Hope is passive. Faith is active. Faith without works is dead. Faith is a noun. Belief is a verb. Combine faith with belief and begin to act in faith. God has always worked when men acted in faith. Noah built an ark. God sent a flood. Moses stretched out the rod. God parted the waters. Joshua marched around Jericho. The walls fell down. Elijah smote the waters. God parted them. Elisha threw a stick in the river. God made the iron swim. Naaman dipped 7 times. God healed the leprosy. God's word becomes simple when you accept it as true and act accordingly. The first act is to appeal for healing on the basis of faith. Many believers spend their lives depending on the prayers and faith of others, as though they were more favored by God. To be saved, you do your own repenting, believing, confessing, accepting, and receiving. You have the right to do your own asking, believing, and receiving for healing. Others may pray for you, but never substitute the prayers of others for your own asking, because Jesus said, "Everyone that asks receives." Appeal yourself in faith. Psalms 6, verses 2 to 3. After appealing in faith, accept healing by faith. "Be it done to me according to your word," Mary said. Believe you receive your healing when you pray, not when you feel better. Receive it just as you did salvation, by faith. Sometimes you have feelings when you get saved, sometimes you do not, but you still receive salvation by faith. The same is true of healing. You cannot lead someone to salvation unless they believe. The same is true of healing. God does not have to heal someone to prove healing any more than he must save someone to prove salvation. Healing can be instantaneous or gradual. The blind man and the leper healed by Jesus were apparently gradual healings. Jesus cursed a fig tree one day and its roots died, but its death was not apparent until the next day. It died from the roots, not from the visible branches down. The same principle can be true in healing. It is a mistake to start looking at your body to see if you are healed. Healing starts in your spirit. God heals through your spirit. Even his words are spirit and life. We must worship him in spirit. This is why Satan wars against your spirit. Spiritual warfare. After you have appealed to God and accepted your healing by faith, act in faith upon God's promises. Faith moves and acts on the basis of God's word. Reason is troubled, excited, and nervous. When reason argues, faith stands steadfast. Faith does not have to argue, but believes when a request is made according to the word of God. The work is finished even before it is visibly manifested. Faith lives in the light of anticipated results. It does not cower in bondage to present circumstances. Just as when the Israelites took the promised land, the size of your inheritance depends on how much land you stand upon, walk on, and claim. Begin to speak words of faith. The words of our profession, or confession, is saying what God says, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Confession is saying what God says and affirming something you believe, repeating with your lips from your heart the things God has said in his word. Confess what Jesus did for you and what the Bible promises as a result of his finished work. Confession states facts written in the Bible. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. He acts on behalf of our confession. It is not mind over matter or the perverted name it and claim it idea. Faith does not wait to see, to believe, because faith comes by hearing, not seeing. When Jesus stood outside the tomb of Lazarus, he prayed, "I thank thee that thou hast heard me." Hast is past tense. He declared this even though Lazarus was still dead. Confession is not denying reality, but meeting it head on with the profession of God's word. Faith is not an irrational act. It is the most rational act in the world. It is based on the word of God, the highest possible evidence of things not seen, things forever settled in heaven, on the basis of God's word. Confess God's word even if you have contrary feelings. Confession is made to salvation with or without feeling. The same is true of healing. Confess first, then Jesus acts on your confession. You overcome through the blood of Jesus and the word of your testimony. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. You do not need sympathy for healing, suffering alongside of, but substitution, suffering in place of, and this was already done by Jesus. Negative confession glorifies Satan. When you tell your troubles, you are giving testimony to Satan's ability to get you into trouble. You are snared with the words of your mouth. Proverbs 6, verse 2. Is your confession God's word or symptoms? The word declares healing. Symptoms declare illness. Which will you declare? As part of your confession of faith, begin to praise God for healing. Jonah praised God for deliverance while still in the belly of the whale. Hebrews 13, verse 15 speaks of a sacrifice of praise. We are to praise as we enter his gates, not just when we leave with our petitions granted. Psalms 50, verses 14 through 15 indicates that praise is the gate and the wall of salvation. Through praise, you can hang your own gate and walk through it to claim the benefits of salvation. You would not confess Jesus as your Lord and act like an unbeliever. Do not confess him as your healer and act as an unbeliever. There is no word of God void of power. When Peter was told to let down the nets, he did not argue. He did not deny the fact that they had fished all night and caught nothing. But he went ahead and acted on God's word. When you act in faith, you do not depend on your feelings. You may not feel like asking for prayer. You may have not felt anything when you were prayed for. You may not feel any better at first. Do you want healing or feeling? Healing is better than feeling. You can be healed and never feel anything. Base your faith on the Word of God and not feelings. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. You do not need faith if you already feel healed. The Word of God and faith are the senses by which a spiritual person is directed. The natural person walks by the natural senses. A spiritual person walks by spiritual senses. When natural evidence conflicts with the Word of God, walk by spiritual senses. Your natural senses may be convincing, but when God's Word differs from them, act on the Word. Abraham's physical senses said it was impossible for him to have a son, but Abraham believed God. He acted like what God said would come to pass. Abraham considered not his own body. Romans chapter 4, verse 19. Do not consider the condition of your body. Instead, consider him who is the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. It is not enough just to not consider your body. When God tells you to take off, he also tells you to put on. When he tells you to cast out demons, the empty void must be filled. When you bind, you are also to loose. The same pattern applies here. When you consider not the symptoms in your body, you must focus your attention on him and consider him. People believe in the power of disease with confidence. They believe in the effects the doctor tells them they will experience before they experience it. But when it comes to healing, we say, "I will never believe until I see it." Faith replies, "You will never see it until you believe it." Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. David said, "I had believed to see." Psalm 27, verse 13. He did not say, "I had to see before I would believe." He acted in faith before he saw the evidence. The Word demands that you walk by faith. Senses demand that you walk by sight. It is not that you deny the reality of the things seen or the symptoms, but you focus instead upon the things unseen. 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, chapter 5, verse 1. Meet the temptations of unbelief with faith. Satan tempts every born-again believer with sin. He will tempt every person who is healed by symptoms. He will tempt you to fear that the sickness will return. He will discourage you when you see others who lose their healing. He will fill you with doubt that you were healed. Remember that man's first sin resulted from believing God did not mean what he said. Meet such temptations the same way you meet temptations to sin. Answer them with the Word of God as Jesus did. Use the weapons of spiritual warfare. Remember that sickness is Satan's attack on the body, just as sin is his attack on the soul. War against this with your spiritual weapons. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Your weapons include fasting and praying. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 8. Accept medical and natural methods. When a fire starts, you not only call on the fire department, you use every available means to put out the fire. Buckets, water hoses, wetting down the roof, etc. When you are ill, you cannot only call on God, but you can also use every available legitimate means to war against sickness. Doctors, medicine, rest, diet, and exercise. All are good things from God. Appreciate how the healing comes, but give the glory to God. Avoid these two extremes. 1. Practicing healing prayer only. Some Christians practice healing prayer only, refusing any help from modern medicine, which is an extension of God's goodness. Isaiah used a natural poultice of figs for healing. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 10 through 21. Jesus said, "The sick need a physician." Luke chapter 5, verse 31. And Luke, who was a physician, was a part of Paul's team. Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. Some Christians quote 2 Chronicles 16, verses 12 through 13, as proof they should not go to physicians because Asa consulted doctors and died. But the key word in this passage is only. Asa's sin was not seeking the Lord. In a time of great personal need, he looked to man only. His primary confidence was in man, and this was his error. The medical doctor is only an extension of God's goodness. The doctor can set a bone, but he must wait for divine power to heal it. A surgeon can skillfully perform a difficult operation, yet God does the actual healing of the cuts he makes. He works in cooperation with, not opposition to, God, even though he may not realize it. Doctors remove obstructions to healing and provide medication to aid it. Christian doctors especially can work effectively in cooperation with God. Many medicines are made from natural herbs and elements created by God in the first place. The medicine is a more concentrated form. Praying over medicines before taking them increases their effectiveness. Why set aside what God has so graciously provided in legitimate medical service? It is no more sensible than refusing to stop the flow of blood in an artery, and resorting to prayer alone, or refusing to remove a splinter from your finger and calling for the elders to come and pray. It would be as foolish to neglect the use of natural or legitimate medical means as to neglect daily food to maintain life and health. Note: caution might be used in selecting a doctor, especially in cases of terminal illness. It is important to have one who recognizes the reality of divine intervention and does not surround the ill with a negative environment. 2. Limiting the way God heals to only modern medicine. Doctors and medicine can effect cures for specific illnesses and assist in emotional and mental conditions, but they cannot deal with related spiritual and demonic conditions. Drugs sometimes only conceal the real problem and do not deal with it. Divine healing deals with wholeness.